The Chicago White Sox were at Mad Max Fury World as they visited New York, and hopefully everybody in the East Coast is safe from those Canadian fires. And the Chicago Cubs have come crashing down. That is why we're not talking about baseball right now. We are talking about the National Basketball Association here on the Sports Cubicle with the marvelous one, Dan Marver, Devin Tingle, Paul Shabari throughout the entire show. I'm Mike Mercado, and the NBA Finals in progress as we speak. The Denver Nuggets up in that series, and this is going to be a interesting end of the NBA season, but that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about a certain future Hall of Famer being waived by the Phoenix Suns and now available to any team that wants to pay him. That is CP3 Chris Paul. Now, we can see if you're watching us over on YouTube at the Sports Cubicle, Devin is wearing a awesome jersey of the Chicago Bulls. I believe a Zach LaVine one. So shout out to him. Zach LaVine could use a Chris Paul. Now, personally, this is something the Chicago Bulls have needed since they signed Lonzo Ball, was a point guard that could facilitate the offense, that could be a leader on the court, and would take a lot of pressure off of the big three, the scorers, the people that are going to make a difference on this roster. But with Lonzo gone and Chris Paul now in limbo after leaving what should have been a championship contender, this kind of fits. Now, I made a joke on social media that this is right up Jerry Reinsdorf's alley. Get an old, kind of out of his prime player and bring him to your team, hoping to find lightning in the bottle. But honestly, you can talk me into Chris Paul becoming a Chicago Bull. Now, can you talk Chris Paul into becoming a Chicago Bull is really the test. And I'm going to throw it to Marver, obviously, one of our NBA lovers, our basketball lovers. This is an interesting story. Chris Paul going to find a home somewhere, going to find a contender somewhere. But let's play in the multiverse that the Bulls are in play. Would you want to see CP3 at the United Center, Marver?
Sure, why not? But I know why Phoenix is trying to unload him. After June 28th, he's 30.8 million guaranteed and would leave the franchise on the hook for 15.8 million of Paul's 2023-24 earnings. So that's a lot of dough. But if he does go, he's 38, right? Years old. Declining, I'd say, a bit. He could help the Bulls, but I don't know if he's worth the dough, honestly, at this point. They do need somebody that can shoot three-pointers. The guard position has been disappointing. So it would be an interesting move. You sort of caught me off guard with it because I didn't think that the Bulls would be interested in him. But maybe I'm wrong. But it's a lot of money, and I don't know if it'll be worth it personally. So I'm going to pass on Chris Paul personally.
You hear, Dev, you hear this, like Marver brings up some good points, right? The good and the bad of trying to bring in a Chris Paul. I think a lot of it, like Marver said, is depending on how much he's asking for and if it's a short-term or long-term deal, what he's looking for. But let's say everything's on the table. Every option is on the table, Devin. Would you want to see Chris Paul on a long-term or short-term deal? Would you like to see him kind of run it with this team that we already know is running it back? Where are you on the weird multi into the Spider-Verse of a version of the Bulls with Chris Paul?
Well, right off the bat, as Marver said, he's 38 years old. He's definitely an older guy here. And here's the thing. If the Bulls were to get him, we would realize it's not Kenny Williams who wants all these future Hall of Famers. It's Jerry Reinsdorf. But Marver brought up another good point of there's a lot of dough on here. We all know Jerry Reinsdorf doesn't like to spend money. Keep the team good enough. Not good enough to win it all. Good enough to sell some seats here. And I mean, would it be nice to see Chris Paul in a Bulls jersey? Sure, like, 3-4 years ago, that would have probably been a great time to see him on this team, especially, 2 years ago now when this team, had playoff contention, was playing really well here. But right now, if we're going to go for a guy who's this old, and again, the team does need help, yes, but I'm sure we can find younger, I'll even say better, probably more affordable free agents, once the free agency opens up. And also The Bulls, I can't remember what number they have in the NBA draft this year, but they'll definitely have some, younger guys that can kind of work here. And I mean, it looks like Zach LaVine's going to be staying. There's rumors that DeMar DeRozan's going to be getting traded, which upset me a little bit. But, it seems like this team is going to do a rebuild because I don't believe Jerry Reinsdorf when he ever says rebuilds. But we're just kind of at the point where it's like, I could see the Bulls doing this, Mercado, but at the same time, knowing the guy that Jerry Reinsdorf is, I don't think he's going to pony up that kind of deal for any player right now.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. We're going to break it down in just a second, but that's a true question about the Bulls and the NBA draft, because they don't have any draft picks in this year's NBA draft once again because of some interesting trades that have put them in this position. Let's break this down. Are you going to keep Nikola Vucevic? What are you going to do with DeMar DeRozan? Are you all in on Zach LaVine? Have you had communication with Portland for the number two overall pick? How invested is Michael and Jerry on putting money and resources into this team? Is Billy Donovan the guy to develop this roster? Because I've seen Dalen Terry and I've seen Patrick Williams play, and I don't know how much development I'm seeing out of those two young players. I did see some development out of Kobe White, but I saw Ayodele Osunmu take a step back. So my question is, after giving Billy Donovan and a secret extension, and now you have this front office that had fingerprints on the current Denver Nuggets team that's going to probably win an NBA Finals, and a guy that came from Philadelphia and Toronto, which explains the DeMar DeRozan thing. What do you need in today's NBA to win? You need a top 10 player that rotates, that changes, injuries, new homes, new supporting cast. But that's kind of where you need to be. You need a solid roster that has players that know their roles, that are defined, and that people aren't overplaying their matchups. For example, Alex Caruso having to be a savior for a team instead of a luxury for a team like he was for the Lakers. These are the things the Bulls have to get right. Does Chris Paul make those things right? I don't know. I do know he's a on-the-court general, and he will not let certain things slip. But I saw when Rajon Rondo came on the same organization, and they didn't want that current roster. Is this one more willing to listen to a veteran that's been there, that's almost done that? I think the Bulls have to prove themselves at this point. They have some good vibes with some players by taking care of DeMar, Zach LaVine being on this roster, and then you trying to see what's going to happen with Vooch. They don't have a clear direction. And maybe as soon as the NBA draft comes, we'll see the grand plan. I also want to bring this up. The Denver Nuggets, who are currently in the NBA Finals, currently leading in the NBA Finals, currently a two-time MVP, arguably should have been a three-time straight MVP. This didn't happen overnight. Jamal Murray was out of the playoffs for 2 years with a torn ACL. Michael Porter had bad back reports. Aaron Gordon was traded for. They brought in Caldwell Pope and Bowen through free agency. They drafted that Christian kid from Kansas. This has been a process. So while I am critical about this Bulls front office, and I think they deserve every bit of criticism, and they do need to show that they have all this hype behind them, patience is a virtue. And sometimes that needs to, you need to wait as a fan to watch the entire thing maturate, because they could have blown up this Denver thing a long time ago and said, we need to go get Kevin Durant for Jokic to have a partner. And they didn't do that. So there's a lot of different roads. The question is, do you trust this front office to do the right thing? Marver, you hear my spiel there, but
Yeah.
breaking it down, where are you at?
Well, I was just looking at Chris Paul's stats this year. 13.9 points, 4.3 rebounds, 8.9 assists, 1.5 steals, and 32 minutes a game. So that would be a lot of filling of space. But, Portland actually is the third overall pick.
Third pick, thank
And
you.
the prospect of getting a player like Alabama's Brandon Miller would be pretty appealing. They were 31-6, Alabama was last year, and he seems to be maybe the second or third best player before the after the French freak.
I
So,
think, go ahead.
I honestly think when you talk about the Bulls, I'm not sure that they're going to have Vukovic anymore. I'm not sure they're going to have DeRozan anymore. But I think LaVine will still be there. And I think Miller would fit in nicely. And maybe they could package some deal to get the third pick. I think they need a guy, like a 6'8 guy. I mean, I think you can get a guard. I mean, it's kind of funny. In the finals, you've got Max Strus, who was a Bull, by the way, and you've got Butler, who was a Bull. So, I mean, maybe their decision making isn't that good, so we shouldn't depend on them to make a good decision.
It's funny you bring that up. I think that goes into every organization's a little different, because look at the lineup and a bunch of the roster of that Miami Heat team. It's a bunch of undrafted second rounders, guys who have been around the league. You have to have a good scouting department, and you have to know where to put these guys. Max Strus or Caleb Martin or some of these other dudes on the Bulls is exactly what we're doing with Caruso. Marver, you and I have talked about that. Yeah. Not having guys in their proper position and not knowing how to utilize these players in those positions. And it's interesting you bring up the third overall pick. If you're not going after Chris Paul, you almost have no choice but to get that Portland pick, trade Vooch, trade DeMar, because you need somebody like that Scoot Henderson kid who's a 6'2", you know, big, beefy guard who's been playing in the G League already. So there is something to, if you're not going to go get a freak wing, you need to have a really good point guard, because God help him and speedy recovery for Lonzo, but Lonzo's not going to play for the Bulls ever again. So, Devin, where are you at with after this kind of back and forth?
Well, let's see here. We got a team that, you know, used to be good, had more than one championship win under the same owner. We got guys playing positions they aren't supposed to be under the same owner. And we got a team that, you know, really could afford to spend some money, but doesn't seem to want to, and it has the same owner here. I'm not going to bash Jerry Reinsdorf. I'm not going to bash Jerry Reinsdorf. I'm not going to bash Jerry Reinsdorf. Deep breath in. Okay. Jerry Reinsdorf is going to retire off those six championship wins here. That's all he's going to do with the Chicago Bulls team. He doesn't care if this team goes, like, you know, on losing streaks for the rest of his life, and he's, what, 76 or something at this point right now. There might not be much more left of that. Not wishing any illness on him whatsoever here. Just pointing out facts here. I don't trust this front office one bit, Mercado, and should anyone. I got the White Sox game on, you know, right now the background. There is more proof that you cannot trust this guy here in Jerry Reinsdorf here. He is a stain on Chicago and the managerial thing. He got lucky with Michael Jordan here, okay? And you know what you're saying? They're going to trade for that draft pick. That's great. What happens when that kid they get says, hey, I want more money? And it's going to be how much money you want here. Because if you're a homegrown talent, you might get lucky and Jerry Reinsdorf might be like, well, I'll give you some more money here. But if you want too much, you'd be like, you know where the door is. He lets guys walk all the dang time. Like, you know, the fact that Jimmy Butler is not on this team anymore. And that is you see it right now here. It's like, guys, you know, leading the Heat here. He could be winning the finals. And it's what the Bulls have had, what, one playoff appearance since getting rid of Jimmy Butler? And how many have the Heat have since picking him up here? It's just the same thing as this front office is a joke here. And if Jerry Reinsdorf actually cared about sports, he would sell both his teams and go kick it on the beach with all his friends, which I think he really wants to do here. But it's the same logic of that rumor where everyone says, I think Jerry Reinsdorf said, you know, keep them just good enough. I could 100% believe that's what he said here. So, no, I don't trust this front office. I don't care what they do. They'll find a way to mess it up. There's my rant.
Marvelous.
Hey, guys, let's not be ageist. Jerry Reinsdorf is 87.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well played, Marvelous. Well played. You know, it's funny that Devin brings that up, the not trusting Jerry. That's why I'm fascinated to see what Michael wants to do, because Michael Reinsdorf has been more hands-on. Look it, I think the White Sox, and we're not talking baseball. We're not. No, but the White Sox should be the New York Yankees, caveat, of the AL Central. The Chicago Bulls have given money out, just not smartly. And that's the problem. Where it's, even when they try to do it, they do it poorly. And that was, I love John Paxson, and I thought he had a great tenure, especially in the beginning. But that end with Gar, And what we're seeing right now, just the evidence we've seen, I haven't trusted this front office in over a decade since Derrick Rose landed on their lap like Michael Jordan did. And this is the same organization that traded Ron Artest and Elton Brand and Brandon Miller. Like, this is a Brad Miller. Like, this is a team that has been. No, they decided Tyson Chandler and Eddie Curry were the answer. Give them number 2 and 3 and put them together. Let's give Tracy McGrady to Chicago by bringing Benny the Bull out. So I think there's a lot to be angry about this front office, but we will be a little patient until the draft. But if draft night comes and nothing happens, oh, you think Marver is mad about baseball scheduling? Just wait until you hear that. Make sure you don't you don't stay angry by having – what are those again, Marver? What are the things that will make you feel good when you're laying down in your bed?
When the Orioles are in Milwaukee and June the 8th, and they're going to be in Wrigley Field on June the 16th, I can't handle that.
But he will be able to handle it in eucalyptus sheeting and mattressing over at Sheets and Giggles. 15% off your purchase using the promo code The Sports Cubicle, Sports from the Couch. And of course, thank you all so much for supporting us over at Lucha Dog. We're about 9-8 days away from the Kickstarter ending, but the process has been amazing. Shout out to our amazing co-hosts of Marver and Devin and Paul for being so supportive and helping me when I've been swamp will work and all these other things. So shout out to them and shout out to all of you who have joined us at our Kickstarter at Lucha Dog. And make sure you're following us all over the socials. We're on YouTube, The Sports Cubicle, everywhere else at Sports from the Couch, and on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV. You can yell at us about our ramblings and stumblings that we do here on the show. I guess we'll talk baseball here on the show. For the Marvelous One, Dan Marver, for Devin Tingo, for Paul Shivari, I'm Mike Mercado.